And now, the rest of the story. In July 1852, Marie visited the New Orleans Parish Prison, visited two men in particular who were condemned to die. The two were Jean Adam and Tony Delisle. They begged Marie to help them. Marie said she would stop the execution if she could. She did not say how. She simply promised to save the men's lives if it were at all possible. Hangings were public in those days in New Orleans. A crowd began gathering in the early morning hours. By noon, there were more than 6,000. Then the condemned murderers, Adam and Delisle, appeared on the gallows platform. Both were clad in white. Adam, weakened and livid with fear, was physically supported by two guards. Delisle, no less terrified, raved about his innocence and his devotion to the French flag and his desire for a splendid funeral. It was in the course of this incoherent harangue that Delisle looked upward and paused in stunned silence and then screamed. Moments before, the day had been bright and sunny. Now, all at once, there was a solitary black cloud in the sky which seemed to float directly above the gallows like a monstrous canopy. Delisle cried out again and then collapsed into the arms of a guard. 1 minute later, the sky was all but pitch dark. There was a dull roar in the distance, growing louder, a rushing wind that swayed the trees and made their branches groan. Orders were given to proceed with the hanging. Adam and Delisle were placed in chairs beneath separate ropes. Black hoods were put over their heads. Then the nooses were tightened around their necks. The sheriff raised his hand. The executioner released the trap doors. At that instant, it began to rain. No, not a slow swelling drizzle. A sudden torrent, announced by a brilliant flash of lightning. And through the gray water of wall, the horrified onlookers could see two bodies on the pavement beneath the gallows. The condemned men had somehow slipped from their nooses and had fallen 14 feet to the cobblestones below. And they were still alive. Adam, unconscious and bleeding from a head wound, was carried back into the prison by guards. Delisle, his right arm broken, staggered to his feet and followed. The loud, indignant crowd surged forward. Policemen used clubs to restore order. 10 minutes later, lightning still crackling and the rain still falling in a watery avalanche, Adam and Delisle, their white uniforms soaked in their own blood, were returned to their gallows and hanged. And no sooner was that accomplished than the rain stopped. The skies began clearing until the day was bright and sunny as it had been just a brief while before. Now, what you've just heard appears in the biographies of those variously involved and in many recorded histories of the city of New Orleans and in the microfilms of detailed newspaper accounts which were published the following day. But this much more is worthy of recall. The woman who promised to prevent those hangings any way she could, and who some say nearly succeeded, the voodoo practitioner present throughout those proceedings was Marie Laveau, who subsequently became New Orleans' most famous witch. Louisiana historians note the day the state legislature abolished public executions. Well, you've just relived the awesome event that inspired that legislation, because now you know the rest of the story.